Suddenly this Christmas toolbox music is coming in handy. Okay, so real quickly, Andrew just called me, and concerning that waterline insurance, he said there was an insert in his Mesa water bill asking for insurance. If I got this correct, it was the water main supply line from the meter to the house.
Uh-huh.
I asked him if there was any City of Mesa logo or anything on there. He doesn't recall. So he says it was in his water bill that he found this.
Wow.
Yeah. So
you know, and we have heard that before, and have called the municipalities, and no one ever has a straight answer. Seems to know what you're talking about.
Most lines. And Charles in Tucson brought up something that made my brain go ding. He mentioned as far as rusting in lines, he said there are still a lot of cast iron lines that are supply lines from the meter into the house, too, as well. Now, that can, if I'm not mistaken, cast iron can rust over a period of time. Yeah. And that brings up an interesting question. When we sold our family house in Louisiana, we replaced, when my father passed away, we replaced the supply line, the original line, which was actually pipe. So it must have been from the 1940s. But we replaced it with PVC pipe. Now, is that something you could do in Arizona, anywhere in the state? Or is it recommended copper or the sure thing?
That's a great question. Code-wise, PVC, not that I'm aware of. There are industrial gauge of PVC, and we'll have to check the code book to verify this, but it's not for underground water main supply.
Oops, for us.
The PEX, I don't even think applies. It still has to be copper up to the point of entry of your home. Then you could switch to your, you don't use PVC inside a residential home.
Right.
But you would use there's a PEX, which is a plastic pipe that a lot of our plumbers use, and there's a lot of benefit to it. We'll save that for another plumbing. February is plumbing month, and we'll get into it there, but there's a lot of reasons they like PEX, and when it first came out, half of our plumbers loved it, half don't. Now about all of them, you know, it may not be what they're right for your home on a repipe, but it's far enough away from the polybutylene disaster that we had in the 80s.
So it's okay, and it's got for a hot water,
track record. Yeah,
it'll handle hot water, and won't disintegrate or anything.
And if you do it right, it's color coded. The white one, they've got a white, red, and blue. Mm-hmm. And your blue would typically be your loop for your water softener. Your red would be your hot, and your white would be your cold. But I understand not all plumbers are quite that coordinated.
Well, quick, Romy, a couple of questions here from email. I thought this one was probably pretty pertinent because it's this time of year. Someone's wanting to change propane to gas, and they said just a regular appliance person could do that. They were trying to change out a stove, and it was old fittings for propane, but they wanted to turn gas. But isn't it a plumber that has to do that for you? Who comes out and checks that?
Well,
and does that?
The physical appliance would probably be an appliance repair person because it's different fittings. The gas line is a plumber, and there is a specific license for that that covers it. I know Thunderbird Plumbing carries the specialty gas plumbing license.
Babcock does as well, because I know they've done our fireplace, which is gas. Okay.
Yeah, I think a standard plumbing ROC license covers that work.
We'll clarify that. And then this last one, someone sent us a picture of a job they wanted done. We just can't express enough how valuable that is when somebody will send us a picture instead of 1,000 words. Makes it fast. It's just about a truss that has a crack in it and wanting to know who would fix it. Isn't that a great picture, though? It just didn't.
Well, first thing you need to make sure is roof. That's water damage, and that's fresh. You got a leak, partner. I'd worry about your leak before the crack. One truss failure isn't going to have any catastrophic damage on your roof. We don't want it to happen, sure. But the way this is right next to the main support, the likelihood of that beam at cracking completely through, you know, is so far off. We need to get that water damage, the source of that water fixed first, which may be leading to why it's weakening there. But any carpenter could do that. All they would do is sister it up. They would put a new truss on each side, If need be, you could do one, but I would, in this case, while I'm already up there, I would put one on each side. It's called sistering. I'd just sister a that looks like a 2x6 on each side of it, and screw them together.
So send us your questions and pictures to info@rosieonthehouse.com by email.
And Rich in Tucson, he's on hold. He's a regular caller, longtime listener, always stops by our booth when we're broadcasting live for the two home shows we do at Saba each year, one in the spring, one in the fall. And he's had a lot of great details about the water elements, the copper and steel, the elements of the material, and why one rusts and why one turns to copper. So we're going to get the rest of those details. He is an engineer, and we'll have a follow-up next week. Why copper rusts? Why copper doesn't rust? It corrodes. Here at Rosie on the House, if you've got a question in between now and next week, it's rosieonthehouse.com, info@rosieonthehouse.com, email, and be asked that you be thankful for the God above you, those beside you, and the life before you.